consumer privacy, and we will hear from a panel of experts, three of whom have previously been on the front lines of fighting to protect consumer privacy at the primary agency charged with protecting consumers' privacy and data security, the Federal Trade Commission. We all know the challenges of the information age and that they brought us new products and services, but it is also exposed and threatened consumer privacy by unnecessarily collecting, storing, selling, and exposing consumers' most personal data to theft and harm. Every year for the past 5 years, more than 140 million people have been affected by data breaches, exposing their personal data to thieves and fraudsters. And from July 2019 through July 2020, more than 650,000 residents of my state, Washington, were victims of data breaches, including the release of their healthcare information, banking records, Social Security numbers, credit card information. Last week, it was reported that last May, Simon Eye, a U.S. chain of optometry clinics, had been data breached, exposing 144,000 individuals to sensitive data. This past April, the personal data of over 500 million Facebook users, including phone numbers, full names, locations, email addresses, were posted in a hacking forum. 32 million records were from the United States, providing key information with people who would want to use those in various ways. And last June, Volkswagen announced a data breach and exposed phone numbers and email addresses of 3.1 million Americans who had shopped for cars. So it isn't a surprise that all this data being stolen and exposed, that more people have become victims of identity theft. Identity theft complaints have increased 375% between 2017 and 2020. The harms are causing real damage to consumers. According to a May 2021 report by the Identity Theft Resource Center, victims of identity theft are turned down for loans, unable to rent houses, they have their credit damaged, they are billed for medical services they never received, can't find unemployment benefits because their name was basically stolen. Our precise locations, fitness regimens, computer strokes, and even our friends and family networks have basically been turned into commodities. We know that recently the Wall Street Journal also found that even after you turn off some of your app tracking on your iPhone, iPhone apps can continue to track you using your device fingerprints. The fact is that companies collecting this information are not doing enough to safeguard and collect the information that they collect or keep their privacy promises. Unfortunately, the Federal Trade Commission, which is tasked with preventing consumer data abuses, has not been given the resources to keep pace with this tech-based economy. Professor Bladick, we will hear from you, but I think you have in your opening remarks that basically now the FTC's docket is dominated by these technology issues. The truth is that our economy has changed significantly, and the Federal Trade Commission has neither the adequate resources nor the technological expertise at the FTC to adequately protect consumers from harm. While the commission is responsible for keeping up with the latest technology companies in the world, according to today's testimony, quote, it has fewer than 10 employees on staff with the right technology expertise, end quote. The FTC simply does not have the tools to fend off privacy attacks, data breaches, internet scams, ransomwares, digital abuses that threaten consumers and our economy. It's not to say the FTC hasn't done some good work, but when we look at the volume of what we're facing, it's clear they're under-resourced. Even where the FTC has taken enforcement actions against companies, the companies continue to violate those FTC orders, which is beyond frustrating. Even though the FTC has been able to use their current authority of unfair and deceptive practices, companies like Facebook or others may gladly pay a $5 billion fine when actually they can still make over $70 billion a year from some of these same practices. So compliance. We need compliance. Compliance with existing laws, or compliance with new rulemaking, or compliance with a new privacy law will be insufficient if the FTC is not well-resourced, technology sophisticated, and the policeman on the beat of the information age. The U.S. Department of Commerce estimated that the digital economy accounted for 9.6% of GDP in 2019, and it grows annually at a rate of 5.2%. This means we're just going to continue to be ever dependent on this economy. I'm not even going to spend time talking about at length the effect of state actors attacking our systems, the fact that we are consumers are left vulnerable to these events. But the economy of today is that the digital economy generates $2 trillion annually. So it will continue to be a target. As the economy grows, the volume of data collected about Americans and the amount of data that will be stored is staggering. Last Congress, I introduced the Consumer Online Privacy Act alongside my colleagues Schatz and Klobuchar Markey, and that would have established a new privacy bureau at the FTC to serve as a consumer privacy watchdog. And I'm pleased that the Budget Reconciliation Act that we're now considering in both the House and the Senate has a call for action here by giving $1 billion to the FTC to establish this bureau over 10 years to hire the technologists, the data scientists needed to keep pace with these digital threats. I know my Republican colleagues in the Safe Data Act also called for a similar amount of money to be spent by the FTC for privacy and data security. And as such, companies like Microsoft and others have called for greater investments. Today's witnesses, I know, will also underscore this need. Two of our witnesses, Professor David Vladek and Ms. Maureen Olstein, have served in senior positions at the FTC and have been on the front lines of enforcement actions against companies that misused or neglected their security of personal data. We value their insights and how harm can be done, and that tools and resources are needed at the FTC to hold companies accountable. Mr. Vladek, in your written testimony, you said the Bureau of new Privacy Investment Bureau could be a real game changer. Mr. Saul Attani, who's going to be joining us virtually, was one of the first technology experts hired by the FTC, and I know he's been sounding the alarm for years about the need to get the right resources, more technologists, so the FTC can deliver more. So I look forward to asking him questions about that. And Mr. Reed, I was pleased to read your testimony that you have a strong statement in support of first-time civil penalty enforcements for the FTC in cases of privacy violations. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for all the work all of you have done on this important issue. And now I will turn it over to my friend and colleague, Senator Wicker, the ranking member, for his opening statement.